Hey, this is DJ Bennett from the KillRadio.org news team. First thing I want to say is that in the last few weeks, I have talked way too damn much about the concept of chi. So I want to promise you I won't bring that boring stuff up again. In fact, I'll do my best, unless some major news story happens to mention chi, to not mention chi for the next 6 months. I promise. Nope. This week, we have to deal with former President Ronald Reagan, who is being commemorated for having been born 100 years ago. I will deal with him later. First up, and there's no Jenny McCarthy, there's no critical information this week. I just want to go straight through the news, you understand. This was posted by Genevieve Smith on the Harpers.org website, and I get it as an email, on the 8th of February, 2011. This does concern the news of the preceding week, which picks up where we left off last week. Egyptian activists held a day of departure in Cairo's Tahrir Square, demanding the resignation of President Hosni Mubarak, who, after 11 days of protests, claimed to be fed up with being president. We, as a people, are fed up as well, said opposition leader Mohamed El Baradei. It is not only him. Mubarak designated intelligence chief Omar Suleiman, who is suspected of having been involved in the CIA's secret extraordinary rendition program, as his new vice president. The Egyptian army failed to intervene when pro-Mubarak activists, many of whom were later revealed to be plainclothes policemen, attacked protesters, aid workers, and journalists, including Anderson Cooper, who was punched in the head several times, evidently. All right, let's just be clear about this. Once again, this is a right-wing puppet government that was more or less set in place by the United States, even though it is our official policy that we don't care what political parties run a country. This was a typical example of a dictator that was put in place with the, at least with the authority of the United States. Mubarak is not some kind of good leader. He calls himself president and claims to have been elected, but he's a dictator. He's been there 32 years or so. The guy's in his 80s. He has managed to squeeze $30 billion out of Egypt. Egypt is not a country with a lot of oil or any other richness. In fact, the majority of its money, at least as far as America is concerned, comes from its tourist industry. So the fact that Mubarak has made himself wealthy off the back of his people, somewhat 50% of the country lives on about $2 a day. In other words, less than $1,000 a year. So how does this fucking asshole get $30 billion? Well, he takes money from, you know, the United States. Egypt is the number two recipient of our beneficial aid, number one being Israel. Okay. Now, Egypt is a great country with a truly amazing history. The longest civilization that has ever lasted on Earth lasted in Egypt. If you can imagine this, because it is truly unimaginable, things reached a sort of peak and stayed the same for 2,000 years in Egypt. Now that's, you know, with slaves and with people pushed to the bottom of the class level and all that. But how does something last 2,000 years? We can't get things in this country to last for 10 years, let alone 100 years. How about 2,000 years? So Egypt is a really extraordinary place. And to think that we've sided with the totalitarian, anti-people regime, well, that just sort of figures with the right-wing assholes who have done so much of our state policy in this country. Right? Right? Don't you get it? Right? So, of course, Mubarak needs to go out, but we need to keep our hands off. We need to actually let them do what they're going to do. Now, I've heard all kind of the people, you know, make their own elections and make their own decisions. Now, I've heard a lot of right-wingers in this country who are making all kinds of crazy accusations, but in general, the right is supporting the public, except for, of course, that insane son of a bitch, Beck, on Glenn Beck on the faux news, who claims that the revolutionary principle is left wing, and of course that means communist or something. A lot of insanity. There's a lot of insanity over in Egypt. One of my podcasts was communicating with a young woman in her 20s who is a citizen in Cairo. And she listens to American, you know, podcasts. And so she called into this podcast. And it turns out her father and her family would not be among the protesters, though, of course, she supports the protesters because she's young and she wants to see there to be change. Mubarak has been president more than she's been alive. But her father was a soldier in the Egyptian army, and so he supports Mubarak. So this is what happens within, like, one family over there. There have been few deaths, and that's good. A few, though, and there's been a lot of trouble in the streets. We support the revolutionary impulse to overthrow a restrictive government, right? Don't we? My Kill Radio friends, isn't that what we support? We support individual freedom, and we do not like totalitarians. And by the way, somebody should take Mubarak and take his money away from him. He doesn't deserve $30 billion just because he strangles his public. Anyway, fear of mass demonstrations led Algerian officials to promise to end a 19-year state of emergency, which has limited political freedom, and to open television and radio stations to all political parties. Bahrain's government announced plans to increase food subsidies and expand social welfare programs ahead of scheduled protests on February 14th. And protesters in Yemen held a peaceful day of rage, rallying against the country's 40% unemployment rate and calling for President Ali Abdullah Saleh to step down. Rallies in Baghdad protesting poor government services prompted Prime Minister Nouri al-Maliki to agree not to run in the next election and to halve his pay. The current circumstances are pushing us to decrease expenses and salaries, explained one lawmaker, and spend them on low-income classes. World food prices, meanwhile, hit record highs. Awai Gul, a Guantanamo inmate who had been held without charges since 2002. Are you hearing me? Since 2002, this guy has been held without charges. Totally illegal, totally unconstitutional. And he died this past week after exercising. Thank you, George W. Bush. Thank you, Dick Cheney, you scumbags. Bush canceled his trip to Switzerland because he was supposed to receive some kind, do some sort of speech and make, you know, money and all that. But human rights groups threatened to have him arrested on charges of torture because, of course, Bush and Cheney committed international acts of terrorism, which, by all rights, they should be tried in the international court, and they should be executed, because that is the law, okay? So he had to cancel his trip to Switzerland. Thank you. Looking back, I see there are things the administration could have done differently and better with respect to wartime detention, admitted former Secretary of Defense Donald Rumsfeld in an excerpt leaked from his new autobiography. Thank God he was relieved of his duties, said Senator John McCain of Rumsfeld. Otherwise, we would have had a disastrous defeat in Iraq. Again, they're still acting as though they won something in Iraq when we invaded the country illegally And all we did was set up the biggest terrorism hotspot on Earth. And we spent billions of dollars to build the largest, most secure embassy in the history of the human race. And then we retreat and pull away, leaving the embassy, which even had like Burger King and Taco Bell in it, to just sit there, probably with a few American soldiers guarding it. The whole Iraq thing was a joke. It's just it had a horrible joke, which killed 4,000 American soldiers and probably 150,000 Iraqis. Hooray, we win. Fuck you, you scum. Scum. Newly released WikiLeaks documents revealed that the FBI may still be looking for three men tied to the September 11th World Trade Center attacks. Sarah Palin filed a petition to trademark the phrases Sarah Palin and Bristol Palin. And pest control managers gathered in Washington for the second annual bedbug summit. An Amtrak train in Maryland struck and killed an American signal significance, a bald eagle. Republicans celebrated the 100th birthday of American traitor and scumbag Ronald Reagan. At St. Elizabeth's Psychiatric Hospital, Reagan's would-be assassin, John Hinckley Jr., who shot the former president 29 years ago in an attempt to win the affections of Jodie Foster, who turned gay, was reported to have recently found love. "I see value in people no matter what they've said or done," said Hinckley's girlfriend, a former St. Elizabeth's patient. Corrections officers took away Charles Manson's contraband cell phone, and an immigration officer in the United Kingdom was fired after superiors discovered he had put his wife on the no-fly list in order to prevent her from returning home for 3 years. Did you hear that? That's the UK, at least. At least it's not here. Officials in China petitioned for a law that would require children to visit their parents. This is because so many parents have been dying in the last couple years. Alexandra Tobias, who shook her baby to death for crying while she was playing the computer game Farmville, was sentenced to 50 years in prison. A 6-year-old child died in Death Valley after his mother got lost in the desert for 5 days, despite using a GPS. "It's what I'm beginning to call death by GPS," said a local wilderness coordinator. The president of Singapore ushered in the year of the rabbit by urging Singaporeans to procreate, while the Rwandan government was trying to curb population growth by encouraging men to have vasectomies. "I think I can't go for it," said one Rwandan. "You may plan to have 2 children, and then unfortunately one dies. And what good does it do to masturbate?" Okay, as promised, regarding Ronald Reagan. You know, I think one thing in the treatment of Reagan's 100th birthday that is true is that very probably on a one-to-one basis, Ronald Reagan was probably a nice guy. He grew up in the Midwest, and he went to college at Eureka College, which is only about 20 miles from my hometown of East Peoria. I've been to Eureka many times. I have many friends who live there. So he knew the part of the country that I come from. Lots of woods, lots of back roads, big open sky. That's what Ronald Reagan grew up with and what he went to college with back in the 20s and 30s. He was probably a very nice guy. There are many stories that after he became president, he would receive letters from the public, and people would write and say that their business is failing or they don't have enough money to buy braces for their kid or, you know, whatever. They would write these little complaint letters, and Mr. Reagan was a soft touch. And he would take out his checkbook and write these people who were sending him their complaints. He'd write them little checks for $20, $30, $40 and put it in an envelope and send it off to them. to lend an individual hand. The problem, of course, is that Reagan did not do that with masses of people. He was trained by right-wingers to regard the masses, the groups, the masses, as scum, to treat them as though they don't deserve any care whatsoever. Because it isn't his policies about individuals that hurt, it's his policies about the masses. The thing that I hate most about Ronald Reagan, because it affects every day, every night of our lives, is that he deregulated the federal government. Now, there are right-wingers who are all scumbags who think that that was a good thing, because they think that what Reagan did was he took us away from the nanny state, a state that is actually out to look after the public. And I sort of think that's what the job of the government is, okay? The worst thing that he individually did, that I hate the bastard, and I hope that he's getting, that I hope daily in hell he gets his balls eaten off by slobbering babies or something. That he's tortured for eternity in hell for doing this. Is he deregulated the Federal Communications Commission, the FCC? Basically, up until Reagan's time, the FCC's job was to make sure that things were fair in the media, because the FCC understood that the airwaves that we all live in, the air, is ours, and it's our freedom. And they understood that if you have a lot of money, you can sway people's thinking process with their money. So they treated people with money with suspicion. For instance, when things deregulated, what happened was that advertisers who were, until Reagan, prohibited from buying ad time because, again, people with money will sway the public and will not, and of course, the market will lie to the public, because the market is not concerned about service or the public. The market is only concerned about profit. So therefore, the only thing that matters is how much money you can make. That's what the right wing thinks the government should do. It should only exist to make more money for rich people. Okay? And taking care of the public shouldn't be the job of the government at all. Okay? So basically, what the deregulation of the FCC did is, that's why we have these endless infomercials that clog up the arteries of cable television late at night. And it makes me furious every time I see one of these things. Also, that's what created the mode of what we call reality TV now. We wouldn't have had reality TV if there hadn't been infomercials, because it taught us that people don't give a damn about what they watch. The only thing that matters is what we tell them. Okay? This is Reagan's fault. Again, I hope that something that in hell, acid is being poured up his asshole every day for eternity, for punishment, for the scumbag things that he did to us. Because now the media runs us. We have to ask for permission to use the media. Okay? Ronald Reagan was one of the worst human beings who ever lived. He's definitely the worst president. Okay? His effect is longer than even George W. Bush. Bush, at least, was so short-sighted that G.W. Bush is an idiot, all right? He's a moron. He does not see past his own shadow, all right? Ronald Reagan was twisted by right-wing minds who took his Democratic side and turned him into the utter scumbag asshole that he became. All right. So basically, with this 100th birthday tribute to Ronald Reagan, I hope he burns in fucking hell forever. The worst scum. No tribute from me and no tribute from Kill Radio. Fuck Ronald Reagan. Shall I say it again? Fuck Ronald Reagan. Fuck him. Fuck his legacy. Fuck him. He was a scumbag. clear enough for you? Again, I would love it if somebody would disagree or write to me and say you do agree. Chillroom@killradio.org. You can write directly to me. That's it for the news this week. Come to my my radio program, my Chill Room program on Friday nights at 11 p.m. for a deep listening experience, okay? But in the meantime, now you know everything.